Senator Robert Menendez from New Jersey has a new book out. It's called Growing American Roots, Why Our Nation Will Thrive as Our Largest Minority Flourished. And the largest minority he's talking about is Latinos. Menendez argues Democrats should reach out more to the Latinos because they're a secret weapon as a voter population. He joins us from Washington. Thanks for joining us, Senator. And let's start with health care, because there's a very rancorous debate going on over whether or not the plan is going to cover illegal immigrants. You make the point in your book that many illegals pay taxes that they don't ever see the benefit fits from. But you also point out that people seem to be unfairly connecting the Latino American community to illegal immigrants.
Well, there's a broad brush being painted here. And, you know, one of the things I try to do in our book is to talk about the community in our country, the Latino community in America, and establish the fact that we have been here since before the country was founded. And we have actually fought for the country from its birth, when Bernardo de Galvez, the governor of Louisiana, actually helped stop the British advance on Washington, where Cuban women had their gold mantled at Valley Forge to help Washington in the desperate times when, Admiral David Farragut, Farragut Square here in Washington is named after him, was the first admiral of the Navy fighting on behalf of the Union, to, you know, the Korean War, where you had the 65th Infantry Division, an all-Puerto Rican division, one of the most highly decorated in the country, and the list goes on and on. So we have been here since before the founding of the country. And so these suggestions that, number one, we are recent arrivals, number two, that even those who are undocumented in the country get cast in a negative light when overwhelmingly they are seeking to pursue the American dream, and where Americans of Hispanic descent often get caught up in immigration raids as U.S. citizens and legal permanent residents is simply unacceptable. And so we try to create a little bit of the history in this book to set the record straight in terms of how much we've contributed to the country, how we have been here since before the founding of the country, and how we continue to offer opportunities for prosperity for the country.
You know, your daughter wrote, in a quote, the GOP doesn't care about Latino voters. And I'm wondering if you agree with your daughter.
Well, I mean, they can't possibly have a real commitment to Latino voters when you look at the policies of the last 8 years of the Bush administration, when they have policies that strike at the very heart of the progress of the Latino community. You can't come courting them at election time, but through 8 years of Republican policies hurt them.
Well, let me ask you a question about health care, since the Senate Finance Committee is going to vote this week on finally the Max Baucus bill. You voted, if I'm correct, against the amendment that would have actually reduced the cost paid to pharmaceutical companies for individuals who qualify for both Medicaid and Medicare, a savings of something on the order of $108 billion, right?
I did, and the reason I did is because, number one, is the pharmaceutical industry is already anting up $80 billion here. We're closing the donut hole by half. And, you know, the fact of the matter is that President Obama struck a bargain with a series of entities in the healthcare industries who are anting up. And my concern is that we undermine the whole nature of that agreement and have zero towards the donut hole.
Except one could also make the argument that the reason you voted against it is because Baxter, Abbott, ImClone, Merck, Becton Dickinson, and Johnson & Johnson are all headquartered in your state of New Jersey.
Well, look, you know, I could say that about any senator across the country on any given issue. There are industries unique to a state. That doesn't mean that that's the only driving issue. The reality is,
so you represent
that
them?
other entities throughout the healthcare system are contributing towards the overall payment of healthcare insurance, and at the same time, we want to make sure that we can move forward. If you get that coalition that comes apart, then you won't get the type of healthcare reform we all want.
We spoke with somebody from the Equity for All organization, which is representing African-Americans and Latinos in the healthcare debate. And Dr. Smitherman said that he can't imagine how to better serve minority communities than through the public option. So I'm wondering, do you support a public option in healthcare?
I do, and I was one of the strong voices in the Finance Committee for a public option. I supported both provisions, Senator Rockefeller's and then Senator Schumer's, that just fell two votes short of having it pass. I am an advocate that it be included in the melded bill that will take place on the Senate floor. And if not, I will join others in pursuing an amendment. And I think we still have a good road here, with a good opportunity to have a public option in the final bill, which I think is eminently important because it ultimately is a real competition controlling costs and a nonprofit, self-sustaining, premium-driven public option, I think, is going to make all the difference in the world in terms of controlling health care costs and giving people real choice.
Okay, Senator Menendez, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Senator Bob Menendez is a Democrat from New Jersey, author of Growing American Roots, Why Our Nation Will Thrive as Our Largest Minority Flourishes.